Blog Talk Radio.
Hi there, and thank you for joining us at the Cruzy Sisters International Internet Radio Show. Joining me today is my sister and co-host, image consultant, and spa owner, Debbie, and our local girlfriend's Bible teacher and sister in Christ, Tammy Salt. I'm Mrs. U.S. 2002 life coach and youth pastor, Tammy Cruzy. May you be inspired, uplifted, and reminded that you are worth more than diamonds. Now with some special music by our creative audio producer, Tammy Moe. Sandra Wilkinson, our floor director, will now connect you live to our studio audience just north of Seattle, Washington, at the group we call Girlfriends. Whoa-oh-oh.
My name is Regret. I'm pretty sure we have met. Every single day of your life, I'm the whisper inside that won't let you forget. Hello, my name is Defeat. I know you recognize me. Just when you think you can win, drag you right back down again till you've lost all belief. Oh, these are the voices. Oh, these are the lies. And I have believed them for the very last time. Hello, my name is Child of the One True King.
Good evening. Hello. Welcome to Girlfriends. We are here in lovely. You have joined us? We're here in lovely Everett, Washington, and we're so glad that you're with us. Let's open in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are our God who loves us so much, and we love you right back. And God, we pray that this lesson will touch many hearts and help to change our lives. And we thank you that your love covers us and open our hearts, our ears, and our eyes to this lesson so that we can grow to love you more. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, so we are doing lesson 5 of Live Women Believe on priorities. So what do you have?
Well, you know, reading about these lies, it's kind of shocking, and it doesn't make me feel very good at all to think that many of us have fallen into these depths of lies that Satan is whispering. And, you know, they did a survey where 70% of the women said, I just don't have time to do everything I want to do. I just don't have the time. So consequently, they're feeling they're over busy. We don't have time for our families. And most women are actually feeling exhausted. And maybe you are in this situation as well. Well, because we are living in a very fast-paced world, our TV is bombarding us with many things. Our microwaves, our washing machines, our dryers, our conveniences. We need electricity. They fall apart. We have children. We have husbands. We have many things that we face daily, our jobs. And how do we come to a point where we can say, I'm not walking in that stress. I am going to do what? Well, the Bible says that we're supposed to read the Bible. We're supposed to read the Bible. We are to turn our hearts towards God. We are to seek the will of God for our lives. And I know that that's difficult, don't you think? To have that time, where do we carve that time?
It is difficult because we spend a lot of our time reacting to things coming at us instead of having a plan and a priority.
It is so true. Mm-hmm. Priority really is a key word, Debbie. I really like that. And Jesus does have a plan, a redemption plan. His life wasn't here on earth so extremely long, but he had a plan. And it came from God the Father. God the Father said to him, and we can look this up in the Gospel of John 17, verse 4, and Jesus is talking to the Father, and he said, I am glorifying you, God. I am glorifying you, Father, here on earth. And here's the very important thing. He says, I have finished the work. I have finished the work. Well, what work did Jesus do? He was here such a short time. He finished the work that God gave him to do. And isn't that just like, wow, I can do that too. It's so eye-opening. It's such a relief to think that God has a plan for each one of us. And our radio audience, God has a plan for you. Never give up on reading your Bible, praying, because God has a plan for you. And because of that, we can learn a truth, and the truth always sets us free. Do we want to be in bondage for those things that Satan brings into our lives? Be frustrated? No, we want to walk in freedom. We want to walk in courage that God gives us. And because Jesus said he finished the work, and if he's the one that we are to follow, then that means he's our example. We can do those things that he shows us to do. But wait a minute. Just because God gives us our own work to do, what about my agenda? I know I sometimes make a list before I go to sleep at night so I get things done tomorrow. Maybe you are there too. It's my way of saying, okay, tomorrow I have a luncheon, and then I'm getting my hair done, and I have to take care of this person because that's my day tomorrow. Oh, and I have lunch and breakfast and dinner. Oh, wait a minute. I have to get shoes tomorrow. Oh, that means I have to fill the gas tank in the car. Oh, and I promised to babysit for someone. And before I'm done with my list, I'm already exhausted. And maybe this is something that you sometimes experience as well. And when God tells us that He has a plan for us, it's kind of a relief to think, I don't have to do all those things. Now, let's think about Jesus walking there in Galilee. And maybe He was invited to go have dinner over at Peter's house. He loved going to people's homes to visit them, to talk about the love of God, to talk about how God takes away sin. And then maybe some of the other disciples said, yeah, but you know, we'd like to go fishing today. Come on, Jesus, we're going fishing. And then maybe someone else says, no, Matthew's got a barbecue because they got a bunch of fish yesterday. So maybe there were a lot of things that Jesus had to face every day as well, just like we do. But He knew the answer. The answer was the Father. He went to the Father. He spent quality time with God. Okay, did He pray with His disciples? Yes. We find many instances in the Bible where they're walking together, they're talking and praying. But Jesus also took time to be by Himself and seek God. And, you know, ladies, that is so essential for us. I can walk in that scripture. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me and pile up all the things to do, my list. But what did Jesus really mean when He gave us that scripture? Oh, that we can walk in His strength. And His strength for us is just right amount every day. If we don't walk in His strength, in His wisdom, we're not walking in peace. We're not enjoying what God has given us to do, or our life, our family. And it really hit me when Jesus said, I have finished the work that You gave me to do. So who's most important in God's life? It's God. God. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. We need to listen to the Holy Spirit speaking to us as we're reading the Word of God. And I realize that we all have different seasons in our life. Maybe you are a mother of lots of children. Somebody here have lots of kids? Oh, yeah! And it means that we're having to move about and do a lot of jobs, chores. And how often are we still awake at 11 at night going, oh, no, he needs this for school.
Diagram.
or, oh, no, I haven't passed the lunches yet, and tomorrow is an early day. So, yes, there is a lot to do. But the lie is that Satan tells us, you can do it without God. You don't need God. You're so capable. Look at all the things you're already able to do. You can do more. Why take this time to read the Bible? I mean, it could be a whole 10 minutes. Why pray? Just get on with it. Get it done. Look at your watch and say, oh, yeah, I've got 20 minutes. I can get in my car. I can be there early. I can help out at school. I can help out at church. I can do my girlfriend's hair. I can I can do all these things. And besides, I'm going to church every day, so I'm really living a Christian life. I believe in God. So I was talking to this young man in the car, and I said, so how are you doing in the Lord? He goes, good. I know all that stuff. I know it. And I said, are you studying the Bible every day? You reading it? Oh, no, I don't have to do that. I go to church, and I listen to what the pastor says. Oh, okay. He said, I'm learning a lot, and I'm applying it to my life. And I said, well, yeah, that's good. How are you applying it to your life? Well, I'm not going to do those things that the pastor said. Well, that's real good. So what are you going to do? Well, I don't know yet, but I'll know when it comes up. I'm going to make a list, and I'm going to accomplish all those things. I'm in school. I'm going to do my schoolwork, and I'm going to. And he had a big list of things. Never once did he say, but I'm asking God for his help. And maybe in our busy lives, maybe we have come to that point as well, that we forget to say, Jesus, I really need your help today. You're my best friend. I really want to hear what you're saying. So as the lies of Satan creep daily into our lives, those morning prayers, those evening prayers, they make a total difference. It's one of my favorite thoughts is, on my knees with my two little ones, hands folded by the bedside, and pray, thank you, Jesus, for this good day. And they learned to pray their own prayers as they learned from their mother. And when I wasn't there, their father was praying with them. They learned that. Also, I remember driving them to school. And I'd say, so how's your day today? Oh, I have a big math test. No, I have to do this science project. Well, let's pray. Praying, driving your children to school. Praying if you take them to the bus stop. Take every opportunity to ask God's help. And trust him that he will be there for your children. So, my voice shall you hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning I will direct my prayer to you. I will look up. It's the best way to start morning. If you're not in the habit of saying, good morning, God, it's me. Now is the time to start. And tell him what you have on your heart. He loves to hear from us. And I know someone who lately has been really talking to God. They said, I just can't believe how well my life is going. God is answering prayers. A friend of mine named Sandra has just been reunited with her father. And her father said to her, I can't believe how good my life is going. Well, hey, Sandra and her husband are praying every day, and we're all helping with these prayers. This man is covered. He is growing in God. He said, I'm going to move closer to you. I'm going to do things with my daughter. Isn't that just awesome? What's the key? Trusting in God, talking to God, and not listening to the lies of Satan that this will never happen. If we become so set in our own ways, I can handle it my own way, apart from presence of God, his wisdom, and his grace, I'm doing it my own way. It becomes true pride. And Satan gets in and says, you're so good at this, that we no longer get on our knees and say, God, I'm desperate for you today. I need your presence. And that's where the real truth starts, is God resists the people that are proud. He doesn't look upon you with favor when we're telling him, I'm doing it my way, God, because I got a good plan. He loves the humble, and he gives them extra grace. So start your days by counting on God to carry you through and tell him, I need Jesus. Okay. So in our dependence on God, we value God. And we become the people that God wants us to be. I know I definitely want to be the person that the Lord wants me to be. And I was going to ask some of the ladies here, what are some of your plans to get closer to God and to walk with the Lord?
Well, I often was always busy, too, and I had a hard time setting that set aside. And I know it said in here, you know, ask God what time works best for you. Well, now I do it both morning and night. But what we did is we set an alarm at 10:02 p.m., and it went off every day, and my husband and I had to stop what we were doing and go down and do our devotional, and it forced us to pray together and to read and to discuss whatever the devotional topic of the night was. And then last year we read the Bible all year through. So
amen.
I kind of like the devotional better because I'm actually not just reading and listening, because I'm getting his opinion and his insight, and then I ask questions or he'll ask questions or he'll make a statement and stuff like that. But that's what we had to do. We literally had to set an alarm on our phone. I put it on the phone, and I put it on the actual alarm clock in the house.
Okay, so what is happening to this young couple is that the husband and wife together are studying the Word and praying together. And it really is wonderful when we have prayer partners. Mm-hmm. So if you have a husband or
mother
or aunt or an uncle,
yes,
your daughter, sister,
mm-hmm,
go to them and say, hey, let's pray. And we're also connected by telephone.
Right.
Call each other up and say, I just need 5 minutes of prayer. It is important that we are connected to friends. I have a friend that I often travel with, and we get in the car and we stop praying about something right away because it's the way to go. So when we turn to the Lord, he gives us extra grace, extra mercy, and he directs and guides our path. And, you know, whether it's for babysitting, whether it is for cultivating a relationship with your children, prayer is the key. And putting yourself aside and helping others. Now, the other thing I wanted to say is, are you ladies in your busy life so busy? And what are you so busy with that you cannot pray? Tell me some of your busyness.
I've gotten to the point where what I do now is I pray, like, so I go clean an office at night, and then I'm in the car by myself on the way home. Because I usually have 3 kids with me, so it's really hard to, like, I mean, it's good to pray with the kids, and we do that a lot, but it's good to really let my heart out, and I don't want to be, like, obviously crying in front of my children while I'm praying to God and, you know, thanking them for my blessings, but still bawling my eyes out.
Yeah.
So I usually try to do it on my way home, because then I'm, like, literally all alone, and I have, like, 15, 20 minutes of just myself.
Oh, that's awesome. You have carved out a time that really works for you, just like she had. And what about the rest of you?
I do mine early in the morning. David goes to work, and I started getting up. I felt guilty for still being in bed when he went to work. He doesn't ever feel that way when I'm going to work and he's on vacation. But I found that it's easiest to do it in the morning.
Yeah, fresh in the morning, and give God yourself, and he begins to work in your life through his Spirit. Yes.
I like to get my cup of coffee in the morning and sit down with my devotional, whatever book I'm reading, and the Bible, and have that time in the morning when the house is still very quiet and no TV's on or anything like that before my husband even gets home from work.
Oh, that is really
myself,
good.
I find myself talking more to God than actually praying, but to me that's like praying.
It is. Absolutely.
I don't think you have to sit down on your knees and fold your hands and, you know,
God loves a friendship, and that's what it is. You're talking with him in friendship. And what about you, Darlene?
I do mine in the morning, too.
Okay, you're a morning
person.
Yeah,
I get up at
about 6:30, 7 o'clock in the morning, pour myself a cup of coffee, and I do my devotions and prayer time right then.
Amen.
Before I get going in the day, because it seems like the day just outruns itself.
It's true. The stresses of our culture come upon us so fast that if we don't take that time. So, ladies, I encourage you and our radio audience, take a time, put it on your bulletin board, in your car visor, wherever it's visible, and says, don't forget to pray.
Actually, say, remember to pray.
And or remember to pray. And because we're so busy in our culture. We have so many home things that are happening, and we have careers, and maybe many of you are career women. And if you are a career woman, it does take you away from home, and so you have to be more vigilant of your private time with God. And in the ideal situation, does that ever happen to us? We seek for that ideal situation. But the ideal really is when we spend that quality time with the Lord and listen to Him and actually stop and listen to Him. Think about those verses you have read and listen.
Well, we have run out of studio time this week, but we want to say thank you for joining us. We never close out a service or a program without giving people the opportunity accepting Christ as their personal Savior. It's as easy as ABC. A, acknowledge you're a sinner. B, believe Christ died for you. And C, confess Him openly. That's all Christ asked us to do. You can repeat a simple prayer like this. Dear Jesus, I believe that you died for my sins. Please forgive me of them now. Please come into my heart and my life. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer today, we would be honored to know. Please call us at Cruzy Brothers main office, 1-800-800-6121. That's 1-800-800-6121. And we would be honored to talk to you. We want to thank you for joining us today. Our sponsors are the Cruzy Brothers World Outreach, celebrating over 40 years on consecutive television and radio. Our executive director, Reverend Stanley Rowe. And we want to thank our floor directors, Sandra Wilkinson. Until next time, may God richly bless you.